Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the Colin Geddes Show podcast, being recorded on time this week, on a motherfucking Tuesday, 29th of April. One day before the magnificent Lavery's Comedy Club. Plug the gigs, Geddes, up front. I've been talking about it all month. Lavery's Comedy Club, back. Wait a minute. Yeah, it is tomorrow, sorry. Yeah, it is. 30th, fuck me, I'm a retard. 30th of April, Lavery's Comedy Club, back in motherfucking action. This week we have Colm Tyrrell's coming up from Dublin. He's hilarious, he's doing support. Boom, that's the first half over. I'll be emceeing. Who have I got in the second half? None other than Mickey fucking Bartlett. Getting prepared. Oh, jeez, near vomiting me in my mouth. Getting prepared for his 2014 tour called I'm Not Even Sorry. Or is it called Mickey Bartlett Is Not Even Sorry? I don't think he has a Belfast date yet, so you can come see him and do a full set in Lavery's. How about that shit? Get it booked, guys. Other dates coming up for me. My tour starts on the 23rd of May in the Sean Hollywood Arts Centre in Newry. I'm yet to get onto the papers in Newry to fucking spread the word. So if you're from the Newry direction, I'll be playing in the Arts Centre. It starts at 7:30, runs on to 10. On the 23rd of May. Hopefully it'll be good crack. I mean, you could easily go to that and then go out after. You know, it's not ruining your night. It's going to be good crack. That'll be the first night I put everything together. Obviously, the material is more or less ready. And then I just slot the videos in. And you go, oh my god, how quickly did that hour pass? It was super quick. And I go, fucking right it was. Video, stand up, boom. Yeah. 23rd of May, Newry, Sean Hollywood Arts Centre. Who is Sean Hollywood? I don't know. I never googled it. 31st of May, Ballyearl Courtyard Theatre. I returned there to do a show. We did it last year, the Vile Comedy Show, with me and Mickey. This year it's just me doing the full show with loads of videos in it, supported by Rory Woods, who you'll find very funny. So that's happening. All the tickets are on sale. I'm not sure about the Newry one. You might have to phone them up and book the tickets. Ballyard Courtyard Theatre, you can book them online. Tenner. It's Tenner, guys. Hour long show. I think that's fairly decent. Considering I looked on the websites and I'm going, who wants to go see a fucking, you know, some ball bag singing like Dolly Parton covers? And it's fucking 17 quid. Suck my cock. Come see me for a tenner, supported by Rory Woods, up on his bitch. So yeah, that's my main gigs coming up. If you want to check my Facebook or Twitter, I've posted a full list of dates. If you want to go to colingeddes.com, check out the gig dates. It's on there. Also, Fun Times booked another gig, possibly in Lisburn. There was a lady that was at the, Port Rush gig at Easter. And she's like, oh, you could come down to this gallery that she has access to and do a gig down there. So me and Mickey are going to be going there. Don't know if it's 110% booked in the books yet, but I'll let you know where it is and when it is closer to the time. It will be on the 17th of May, however, so that's close enough. What have I been up to? Nothing. I should have done this podcast earlier, but the Boiler Man finally came. Praise be to Allah. We moved into the new flat, obviously, hence the echo, but the boiler was dicked. You turn it on, there's steam coming out the top, you're going, oh fuck, this is going to blow up in everyone's face here, what the fuck. So finally got the boiler man out. He came out, needed a part, waited a load of days, No hot water. The dishes, mate, the dishes are piled through the fucking roof. Up on this bitch. Haven't been able to dry clothes. Haven't been able to do fucking anything. There's smeggy clothes and horrendous dishes, which, you know, strangely enough smell the same, are piled to the fucking roof, and we've only been here about 2 bastard weeks. But it's finished. And wait to hear this for a laugh. I've never had experience. Obviously, there's a gas meter out the back. You need to put your card in. Boom, put the card in. It reads the card. You know, and then if you need gas, you go and top it up in the fucking shop, right? What have I been doing the last while? When we moved in, stuck a tenner on it, see how long this lasts. Get the gauge on it. Go down to the thing outside, put it in. Okay, what the fuck's happened? Don't know what's happening here. It didn't seem to be topping up. I'm going, what the fuck? It says apartment 3. What's the deal here? The boiler man comes out. He goes down, looks at the card, puts the card in. Yeah, that should be topped up. You've about 40 quid's worth in it. And I'm going, 40 quid? What the fuck is going on here? And then he fucked about with the boiler a bit longer. And then he goes, come here. And we went down the way down the back and he goes, that's not even your meter. That's yours above. And all he did was follow the pipe that came out of the fucking thing and went up the stairs. And he goes, yeah, see that pipe comes out of the meter, goes right up into your flat there. And I'm going, yeah. And he goes, yeah, that's the one for your flat. And I was going, well, why does the one below say apartment 3? And he goes, oh, you've just, you know, someone's taken the box off and put on the wrong thing. And I'm going, are you fucking yanking my cock? I'm standing there with a box that says apartment 3, putting a card in it, going, why is the house not warm? There was no fucking reading coming up. And what do you know? It was the wrong fucking meter. He puts it in the top one. Boom. There you go. There's your 30 quid that you've kept fucking topping up, thinking it was broke. Thinking you run out of gas. Hadn't touched it at all, for fuck's sake. Boom. Fucking believable. Anyway. That was the drama. So, it's fixed. So, hopefully I don't die in my fucking sleep now. I couldn't believe that. I would have done that the whole time I stayed in this flat. And the card probably had fucking £700 on it. Me sitting on, it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work, that gate. Unbelievable. Ball bag. But that's all I was doing last week. Last week I was still waiting for the cunt. Sitting around, couldn't do any work. I was like, what do you do? Just fucking sit here. Can't go out. In case the boiler man comes. Phone him up. Oh yeah, the park won't be here on Monday. What are you talking about, you fucking cunt? I'd say fucking cunt, he was sound as a pound. But, so that's all I did last week. So I don't even know what to tell you guys. We sat around. When was the last podcast? Last Wednesday? Fucked about. Obviously we're in a new flat. You're doing the new flat shit. Moving shit. Sticking shit up. Oh, making it. Nesting. With all the various fuck-ups. You know what I mean? The fucking, the light in the toilet just was constantly on. What the fuck? Had to take the bulb out every time. And that's not a euphemism. Take the bulb out. Want to go for a piss? Had to literally take the fucking bulb out. I might be the only person in the world who refers to his bell end as his bulb, but whatever. Get it dealt with. Sons of bitches. So what happened? It was good weather, wasn't it? Taps off, everyone getting fucking naked. What we did was sitting here Friday going, that is lovely weather. All you do when it's sunny is try not to get shit-faced in the daytime. That's all it does. And what happened was, we're sitting here on Friday, girlfriend Maureen's fucking, her mum rang. It's like, yeah, we're going to have a barbecue down here, down in the sticks, if you want to come down. So we went, yes we do, let's go down there. Went down to girlfriend Maureen's house, beautiful weather, and I'm not being funny, from Friday to Sunday, we had about 7 barbecues. And it's not even barbecue, because down there her dad built this sort of flat top with 2 gas burners in it. So it's like a big fucking, it's like something you'd see, you know, in the back of a restaurant or something. Big flat top fucking thing that's heated up. So you just, in fact, if you were to do a barbecue, you'd be going, this is taking motherfucking forever compared to this bad motherfucker here. And do you know what? If you were fucking handy with a welder, you could just make one yourself. It's the best crack ever. You sit in the garden with this thing like the size of a fucking Subutio What a reference. Map. But the size of a coffee table. And it's all hot. So you just cook whatever you want on all different parts of it. Unbelievable. We had everything. Fucking chicken, sausages. It's like a big square frying pan. That's what it's like. Which cooks everything in real time, not barbecuing it for like 9 years. Oh, still blood in the middle. I'll eat it anyway. You know what I mean? I had veal. No, not veal. Venison. Huh? Venison shoulder. Fucking delish. You joking me? Didn't know what to do with it. Just kind of burnt it and ate it. But, I tell you what. Is venison just deer? Is that what that is? Because if I live near deer, I'd be fucking choking them out. And eating the fucking face clean off them. Which is fact. I mean, there's parts of the world where they need killed, isn't there? Scotland. You couldn't drive 10 metres without hitting one of the cunts. They're like, yeah, just be quite there with a rifle and fucking just blow their brains out. In fact, have you seen that video? Holy shit. I'm going to see if I can search it here. I'll tell you what to search. Hold on. Jesus Christ. All these porn tabs open. That's a joke. YouTube.com. Slow-mo deer shot. Let's see. Yeah, hold on. Field Sports Channel. How to shoot deer out hunting. Age restricted. Field Sports Britain. I think what they're basically trying to tell you is that you have to. Oh, Jesus. Let me see. Oh! Basically, what they're saying is you have to kill them really quickly with a really high powered rifle. So you can't go out shooting fucking deer with like a shotgun because you just riddle it full of fucking shot and it just runs about going, ha! So what they're trying to say is if you're going to shoot the fucking thing, blow its brains out. So if you feel like you want to see something horrific, go to how to head shoot deer out hunting. Look at that, and oh, its whole head just opens, and then the brain goes everywhere. But what I will say is, it actually looks quite comical because its eyes never come out of its head. Boom! Jesus! I'm just gonna watch this. Oh fuck me! Well, if they're like a pest and they need shot, that's the way to do it. It looks brutal because it doesn't have a head left anymore, but. You know what I mean? If it's gonna die, 1 minute it's walking about going, no, he's just eating some shit. And then the next minute, the lights go out. It wouldn't even feel it. It would just, it would be, you know what I mean? It's a complete fucking full stop on its life. Don't, just dead. But anyway, if I live near deers that need killed, I'd be eating the shit out of it. Because if venison is deer, it is delicious. No fat in it. It's fucking lovely. Strangling the fuck. Imagine you were an absolute savage just out killing deers with fucking your hands. 13 minutes of talking about deers getting murdered. What's going on? Yep. I had a load of barbecues and this thing, because it's outside, it's any fucking excuse to use it. You know what I mean? You fucking, oh, Jesus, am I on two recorders here? What the fuck? Let me switch that around. Is that better? Was that on two record? You son of a bitch. We've just switched to one mic. Hopefully that's better for you guys. Instead of picking up all the car noise. Hopefully that's alright. The thing about this is, you can cook outside. So it was literally like, we had the barbecue, drank a load of beer, woke up. Who wants a fucking fry? Bum, cooking that shit. In fact, the quality of the barbecue was so good. The steak, there was fucking a whole pile of shit. So no one even touched the sausages. So next morning, let's eat all the motherfucking sausages. Hey, Colin, undo all the good work you did the week before when you had fucking one broccoli. Thinking I was going to give you a six pack doing kettlebells, you fucking silly fat shit. Kettlebells are off the chain at the minute. Oh, unbelievable. Just fucking chucking it about like a savage. You can tell because my physique has changed dramatically. Not. Anyway, What else did you do again? Fuck all. What do you do when it's sunny? This is when the podcast starts to get shit. What are you doing, son? Nothing. I sat there scratching my fucking balls, drinking beer. Getting my big baldy head sunburnt the fuck. Watching Britain's Got Talent. Because it's that time again, isn't it? Britain's Got Talent time. Where are these fucking... Let's face it. Mentally ill people. Come out. And they try to sing. Or do something stupid. And everyone goes, ha 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 ha. It's going to have to be a no. And what do? They leave the stadium. And they go back to like... You know, picking food out of bins. And talking to pigeons. And everyone's had a right old laugh. And Simon Kyle's creaming it. Using fucking Versace jumpers as nappies for his fucking ugly kid. Eric, suck my dick. Who calls a baby Eric? No offense to anyone called Eric, but in this day and age, Jesus Christ. Eric. He already sounds like a taxi driver. Says the man that's called Colin Geddes. The shittest name. Here is the minute taker at the meeting at the Presbyterian Badminton Club. Colin Geddes. Fuck off. Yeah, Britain's Got Talent. It's bullshit. And I hate these fucking... The singers that go on that, right? If that was a singing competition, they'd be going, I'm afraid you're just distinctively average if you want to fuck right off. But on this, they're like, yeah, I got stabbed once. And I got bullied. And here's a fucking shit rendition of an opera song. Can I go through, please? Yep, no worries. You absolute montard. And here's the thing. There's no quick way to get good at anything. Unfortunately. Comedy is one of... Like, I'm just using comedy as a reference. Like, everyone that you fucking know of... Oh, Louis C.K. is my favourite comedian. Oh, blah-de-blah. Blah. Guess what? They've all been at it for about 20 fucking years. No one ever went... Here, I have a couple of jokes here. I'm going to go on Britain's Got Talent. I'm going to do... Like, you remember that guy, fucking Timmy from last year? The wee walking frame? That's not his name, but he looked like the guy from South Park. God bless him. That guy comes out, tells a few jokes, and you're going, all right, funny. What's he going to do? What's he going to do? Is his fucking DVD going to come out? Oh, he did five jokes. Now, okay, write an hour and a half set there. How about that? You know, is he going to go to comedy clubs? No, he's too young to go to fucking comedy clubs. I'm going to be sick here. He's too young to go to comedy clubs. It's I don't know, but it's fucked up. And all these singers. How did you begin singing? Oh, well, I basically did a karaoke once and my mate said you should fucking go up there and just fucking... Oh, have I got a message here? So my mate said I should just go on here and skip, you know, gaining any experience and growing my talent. You know, I sang one song, so I'll come on here, I'll sing, I'll do a couple of rounds, and then hopefully I'll have a fucking album out like James Arthur. I'll do as well as that fucking dolphin toothed spack. Trying to slag off Frankie Boyle. Are you mental? Are you fucking mental? You goon. What would you even say to Frankie Boyle? Like, why would you even start slabbering to him? Fair enough, you might not like him, but you're not gonna win in a verbal fucking shootout with him. And then his record company dropped him. No wonder. Well, so you basically jumped the queue to musical stardom there, and you got to the front and realized, oh, you forgot all your bits, haven't you? Including talent and ability. Stagecraft. Stage presence. Songwriting. All that shit that you learn when you fucking just repeatedly die in your hole for years. You know what I mean? Anyway, James Arthur. Let's talk about some news, guys. Since we're 20 minutes in. Just because it's open in front of me. It's not news at all, but it made me laugh. Gordon Ramsay's thicker thatch and the bald truth behind celebrity hair transplants. He now has a haircut that I don't even know what it makes him look like. apparently he's got a hair transplant. Where you're like, why the fuck do people, why do people care about your hair, Gordon, when you have a face like a welder's bench? You know what I mean? You fucking, and he's all skinny and all. You're like, buddy, what's going on? Didn't you stay hot when you're fucking all these waitresses in your restaurant? Not that there's anything wrong with taking care of yourself, but like, I know what I laughed at. Do you remember the show he had? It was like, Cooking at Home with Gordon. And he's like, all right, yes. And he's cooking. Hey, this is Jack, my son. And today we're going to make fucking donuts and all this shit. Like these noisy bitches outside. Fuck up. What was I talking about? Oh, I. And he's like, yeah, he's having a bit of banter with the son. And the son, you can tell, is like terrified, going, Dad, you don't normally smile. This is usually just walk in and beat us. But now we're going to have to fake some sort of banter with you. Yeah, okay. Huh? Lick the spoon. Huh? Smacks him in the face with it. Oh, you're chucking your face, you cunt. Get the fuck out of my fucking kitchen, you prick. So he's got a hair transplant, which I don't really understand at all. He wasn't really that bald. You know what I mean? You can sort of get away with it if you're going bald from the front. And then the other examples, Wayne Rooney, another one. Take the money you were going to spend on your hair and buy a mask, you ugly cunt. Louis Walsh, hair transplant. Stay cool with the kids in the gay clubs. Who else is here? Jimmy Nesbitt. Fellow Irishman James also visited HRBR. He felt like his hair would impact his career. My God, what an ugly cunt. The thing is, a lot of these guys who are worrying about their hair are all fucking ugly bastards. Now, the next point I was going to make was, I never quite gave a shit about my fucking hair falling out, which would imply that I'm sort of going, aren't I a sexy bitch? But like, here's the list of people that they've shown that have fucking hair transplants, right? And tell me these people aren't ugly fucking cunt. Gordon Ramsay, terrifying. Wayne Rooney, fucking, I don't know what he is. I don't even know if he has thumbs yet. Louis Walsh, looks like an old woman. James Nesbitt, just look, what is that like? Too many teeth, punish. Rob Brydon, all these ugly fucking cunts. Worrying about their hair. Like, no one ever went, oh my God, would you look at the hair on James Nesbitt? Doesn't it really bring out the Turkish women's vaginas that he calls eyebrows? That's purely speculation about the vaginas. Anyway, hair transplant, what happened in the news? Teachers are being stabbed. Huh? Teachers are being stabbed in a Spanish class in England. Which is terrifying, because on one hand you're going, it's awful, and it's awful that would happen to you at your job. And then on the other hand you're going, look at that, someone finally had enough of their teacher, giving them shit. Got up and then knifed the fuck out of them. No, it's terrible. Weird, and it always happens when someone dies like that. They've got all these quotes. She was just the loveliest woman. She was just lovely, wasn't she? She never had a bad word to say about anyone. She lit up the room when she walked into it. Bloody fucking blah. No one ever goes, yeah, she got stabbed, which is the right time, to be honest, because she's an absolute cunt. You know? Never done slagging everybody. Her arse was knocking glasses off. She was a fucking pain in the arse. No one ever says that, do they? This young boy tragically died. No one ever went, this fucking dopey cub, out time, isn't it? Taking too many E's, jumping in a river, you fucking prick. But that's crazy. Someone stabbing a teacher. That is a bit mad. Is it going to get the stage? We're going to have like a, you know, like a fucking secret agent in the class. This like 34-year-old ex-marine dressed in a school uniform, just ready to fucking smash people anytime they think about stabbing a teacher. Why not? Good crack. I think it's, you know, school is fucking rough. I'm not standing up for the kids here, but, you know, you can see what drives you fucking mad. First of all, it's too long. You know what I mean? There's no fucking... You don't realise it when you're there, but see when you leave and you go, I wouldn't do... See if I had a job that required me to go in at fucking 9:15 and get out at 4:20. And then I come home and then have to do fucking three more hours. Well, suck my dick. And you do it for free? Get the fuck out of my face. Fucking unbelievable. I probably said this before. When I was at school, right? There was a couple of days a week where I was playing rugby. I'd had to get up, go to circuit training. Fucking flies. God. Have to go to circuit training at like 6:30 in the morning. Or 7:30 to 8:30. Get ready. Be in school all day. Go to rugby practice after school. Come home. And then go to work from like 6 to 10 or whatever. In one day. See if I did that now. If I did that once now, I'd be in fucking rehab with a drip. And we had a rough day. He actually did some work today. Know what I did today? Got up, made a poster, had a load of fucking... trying to be healthy, going, I'm just going to eat veg this morning, because that's how much of a fucking psychopath I am. Fuck this, I'm eating mushrooms and fucking broccoli and all that shit. The boiler lad came, I talked that cunt for ages, and now I'm doing a podcast. You know what I mean? I might do some kettlebells later, and eventually get a shower, do some washing, now the boiler's fixed. You know what I mean? Go for a wee stroll later. Yeah, booked a few gigs there, whatever. It's, you know, if I did one of those days that I did in school now, I'd be in a just collapse in a coma. He died. He just died. His heart stopped. He was just doing too much. I don't know. But school, it is kind of nuts. It's too long. You're made to wear a fucking suit. Like, see when you start to hit like 17, 18, you're going, I'm a fucking... Essentially, you know, not mentally, but physically, you're like, I'm a grown man being told what to do by a fucking old woman, and I'm made to wear a fucking suit. You know what I mean? Fuck, clean off. Anyway, maybe they just need to figure out what kids actually want to do. Probably not learn Spanish from an old woman, I would imagine. Right, what else happened? Oh, I've seen a cool... do you know what? I don't know anything about new... Nothing major has happened since that plane. And even that faded away to nothing. Didn't it? Just to cover up the whole Ukraine shit. Or else that plane's away somewhere being loaded up as a weapon. Filled with bombs. Huh? But I've seen the... What do you call the guy? Danny Alves? Is that his name? Plays for... I don't know. Who's he play for? Barcelona? No. I'm not going to link it to Barcelona. I'm not going to look it up. Subject to a bit of racial abuse where they chucked a banana on the pitch, you know, insinuating that he was a monkey because he's some sort of coloured. And him being a fucking savage, just picked the banana up, peeled it and ate it. Which is crazy because, you know, it's like you forget that all those teams are mad racist. I remember someone telling me, you know, like Lazio, the fucking Italian team, they're like, yeah, they're just all fucking... Like Nazis? Mad I'll crack. That is probably not true, but this is what a person told me over a few pints, so I'm gonna just take it as motherfucking gospel. But it's crazy, I used to play football when I was younger, and I was probably better. In fact, I used to do judo, football, and believe it or not, gymnastics, and I was better at all that shit than I was at rugby, and I dropped all it to play rugby because it was violent and you get to smash people for fucking free because I'm a lunatic, even though, you know, the extracurricular rugby activities are gay as fuck. We're all getting, it's all the rugby lads taking shots and, oh, I dare you to suck his dick. Fuck me. What the fuck was I talking about? Oh yeah, I remember going to Liverpool. It was a priest, someone I knew had tickets, right? And it was to go to Windsor Park and watch Linfield play Liverpool. It was like a pre-season friendly, right? And it was the first match that Michael Owen ever played. Michael Owen. Because he was playing, a young fella. And Michael Owen, isn't it? And... He was raping Linfield. just rolling rings around them, scored a couple of goals, and you knew he was going to be pretty good. But the fucking abuse coming from the Linfield fans towards like black Liverpool players, fuck me. Never heard the likes of it in my life. But people are fucking retarded in this country. Like, they would sit there going, one of the guys actually went, get the bonfire lit as if we're going to burn this black lad. Are you fucking joking me? Yet, if the black lad played for fucking whatever Premier League team they supported, they'd be going, he's a fucking hero, mate. He can do no wrong. Big Black, whatever his fucking name is. You know what I mean? Dickheads. It's like there was a fucking Chinese takeaway down the street from where I grew up, and it'd say on the side of it, like, chinks out. Now, the guy that probably fucking spray painted that on the side of it probably went to the shop beside it to buy the spray paint and then walked into the Chinese on a Saturday night. Yeah, chinks out, but seriously, give us a fucking half and half, would you? Dildos. I don't know. Retards. Selective racism. What else happened? The main story that's been kicking about the whole news is the story of, I mentioned it last week a wee bit, Stephen Sutton, who is a fella who has terminal cancer, who wanted to raise £1 million before he died. Jason Manford got in touch with him and managed to raise him, and now it's near enough £3 million, something like that. The guy was taking his last photo going, yeah, I feel like shit, gonna die soon, and then magically just fucking turned around. You know, he's probably not out of the fucking, what's the word, I don't know, out of the shit yet. But this story came up that he apparently coughed up a tumour. Now, I thought that was, I was like, where the fuck did you read that? But then it's on Sky News. And it's like, in quotes there, coughed up tumour. And you're sort of thinking, did he? Forced out an oval, red stained solid object through my mouth. Is it a tumour, or was it just like a big pile of shit that he coughed out of his lung? It's hard to know. Can you cough up a tumour? It's like going, I have colon cancer and I just shot out a tumour. Done. Nailed it. Get me more steaks, thanks. I don't know, but it'd be good if that's what it was. Imagine you could just fucking, like, you got cancer, and if you were of able body, you just fucking gritted it out, and eventually it formed a big enough thing, and you just fucking coughed it out of you, or shot it out, or they yanked it out of some hole. That'd be great, wouldn't it? I always said that about hangovers. Like, if you had a hangover and you just did one horrifically painful shit, that it would just go away. Oh, that's the grossest thing I've ever seen. Snake's lunch comes back up as giant centipede eats way out of Viper's body. You must be kidding me. Jesus. Snake ate a giant centipede, and it ate its way out of the snake from the inside. There's some shit in this paper. Anyway. In fact, just before we go, police search woman and they find a hidden gun where they least expected it. Dallas Archer, 19, was taken to jail after being arrested for driving with suspended license. But on entry, a female officer noticed an unknown object in her groin. After closer inspection, cops patted the youngster from Tennessee and pulled out a .22 caliber revolver. The 4-inch long handgun was stolen. According to the Smoking Gun website, the gun was taken from such and such. You see, the way they word this shit, in her groin, it could have just been in her fucking cacks. Found a loaded gun in her vagina. There's one way to fucking save abortion money. Oh! Still got it, Kettis. Jesus Christ. Right up the blurt, like. Jesus. That is strange, isn't it? Oh, what if you were into that? This is like, I'm afraid it's the only thing does it for me if I just stick a little gun in my fucking puss. Fetishes are fucked up. People get into some weird shit. Feet. What? How do you get into that? I can barely touch my own feet. Let alone someone else's. Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Right. Let's move on to the questions, because we all know everyone's dying to hear me answer these retarded questions, which I'm very appreciative. By the way, guess who tweeted me? David Mead, the old mentalist, has his own TV shows. And is, you know, he's on This Morning and stuff. Where's the list of your tour dates? What? The Meadster? Looking to go to one of the shows? Probably tell me how to fucking improve it after. No, you're doing it wrong there, mate. I go all around the world doing shows. You bounce around the same 50 mile perimeter. Right. Let's go, questions. Right, here we go. Chris McCullough. First question. What did you miss about Northern Ireland when you lived in Scotland? I tell you what, mate. I lived in Glasgow, so it was more or less the same as being in Belfast. It's similar, I think. It looks a bit similar. And the people are fairly similar. I didn't feel like I was in a different place at all. What did I miss? Just my friends. Just being able to not, sort of not being able to organise things on a last minute thing. Like phone someone up and go, here, do you want to do this? It always had to be, see in a month and a half when you call over, do you want to maybe do this thing? But to be honest, very similar. Chris, or Noel Rafferty, I don't know whether he's listening to the podcast or not, he was asking where to get tickets for the Newry gig, Newry 23rd. I think you have to look them up. Look up Sean Hollywood Arts Centre and give them a ring. I think you book them over the phone. Although it said admission £10, so there's a chance you might be able to pay at the door, but I'm not 100%. Chris Barr, who do you think is funnier, Mickey Bartlett or Shane Todd? And tagged them both. And then in brackets he wrote, I went there. Are you trying to stir up shit, ball bag? No, I'm joking. Who's funnier, Mickey? And Shane Todd would tell you that, I'm sure, as well. Because Mickey's probably funnier than everyone in the country. There you go. How much does Barclays advert annoy you? The one with the blind stand-up comedian telling shit jokes. Right, gonna have to look that up too, aren't I? Barclays Bank ad comedian typing with one hand like a fucking div. I don't know if you can. Oh shit, where is it? Welcome to the Colin Geddes podcast, where you can listen to Colin Google things. It's a lot of fun. Yes. Let me see. 2014. Bomb. Oh yes, here's a fucking 10-minute ad. What the fuck? Oh, fuck off. Right, anyway, I haven't seen it. I'll wait till I've seen it. I'll tell you what Maureen was watching last night. There was a movie called The Sweetest Thing, I think it's called. And there's a bit where they walk in and this girl is sucking a guy's dick, obviously. And the joke is that the dick got caught in her throat. And everyone's standing around going, you need to sing. And they all start singing. And the guy apparently has a piercing in his dick that's wedged behind her tonsils. And you're going, Jesus Christ, not only. Not, like, don't get me wrong. I am a fan of disgusting filth, but I like them separated. I like you be normal, blah blah, and if you want to go absolutely borderline illegal, you go be borderline illegal. I hate when people go, it's a playful wee fucking sketch, isn't it? Ha ha, suggestive. And you're going, no, what you're saying here is, she gulped that cock down so hard, it was in her throat. It wasn't a wee, let's do wee blowjobs. It was in her fucking gullet. And the guy's got a big bar through his cock, and it gets stuck behind her tonsils. First of all, you'd choke and die. But second of all, this movie's just like, hey, it's playful. Let's all sing. We're singing to release the cock from your throat. You're like, fuck me. It's, you know, you're sort of playing about. It's a bit naughty or whatever, but you're going, Jesus Christ. If she's professional enough to get it in that far, I'm sure she knows some tricks to get it out. If you know what I'm saying. I don't like when people soften filth. You know what I mean? There's a Patton Oswalt bit about that. Cleaned up filth. A plate. Do you know what? I'll see if I can get it. Patton Oswalt. Cleaned. I'll probably get sued for this. Clean filth. He's basically saying that if you're gonna be filthy, just be filthy. You know? Instead of trying to clean it up. And you can say it on fucking Friends. We see, I'll let you hear this bit. If I can get it here.
I wanna fuck you so hard. I wanna shove my hard cock in your wet pussy. I want you to suck my prick until hot cum shoots down your moist throat. Every time I do a TV show and I have a line like that in my act, the producers never just say, don't say that at all. Because I know you can't say that on TV, I wouldn't say it. But what they always say is, can you think of like a cute, G-rated way to say that instead so that we can broadcast it? Okay, cleaned up G-rated filth is way more creepy and disturbing than just flat-out filth to me. I mean, what's worse? I want to shove my hard cock in your wet pussy, or I'm going to fill your hoo-ha with goof juice. All right. Right there.
Well, there you go. That was just a bit of stolen material there. I thought I'd let you hear. But it's fucking true. It is true. I don't want to see these cute girly films where it's like, hey, isn't it just funny that you're doing sucky sucks? She was firing it into her fucking stomach. And it got caught. And everyone's like, oh my goodness, so cute. And then eventually she releases the dick. And this guy, you know, no one noticed it. They were singing and I was like, he's going to fucking blow his load in her face here. And they're going to laugh about that. Like it's nothing. Fucking hell, like. And, she finally releases and Cameron Diaz is like hugging her going, hey, like right up on her face as if her fucking face doesn't smell like dick.
Hey, got your dick in your face.
And the guy, there's like 30 people standing around by this stage. No one seemed to care that the guy's sitting there with an absolute fucking steamer still. And fair play too, he managed to maintain a root the whole time there. Anyway, sorry Sean Morrison, haven't seen the Barkley card ad. James McCauley, how steaming were you at Glasgowbury gigs? Is it hard to do stand-up when you're absolutely pissed? Both of them, I was fucked, to be honest with you. But they felt good at the time, so what can you do? I was more shit-faced the first time because someone gave me a bottle of Goldschlager on stage. Only a quarter bottle, but I still hoofed the whole thing. Barry Devaney, when you're washing your forehead, when do you know how to stop? Is that a bald joke, Barry? Huh? About me having no hair? The funny thing about bald jokes is people say it to you like you don't know you're already bald. And the thing is, I don't give a fuck. I don't care about bald. I've said this before, it annoys me that I have to bother shaving my head once a week. That annoys me. So the fact that if I had hair, I'd have to go get the fucking shit cut. I'd have to go get it cut. And I'd also have to buy like tubs of fucking hair jizz that rub all through it so the ladies think I'm hot. All you fucking dicks with your straighteners and I'll suck my cock. Right. Where do you know when, who just washes their forehead anyway? I'm in the shower, you prick. Jesus Christ. And no one ever goes, oh man, I feel a bit sleepy. I might just go wash my forehead here, freshen myself up. What the f- Get out of bed, wipe your forehead. Oh, Barry, your fucking jokes. Tiernan Curran. Probably covered it by now, but the Jones fight. Did you think he'd go down as the greatest of all time? Different level. One of the greatest, surely. The UFC we're talking about here, where John Jones fought Glover Teixeira, or whatever. Which was a good fight. If you can get your hands on it, go for it. It was fucking... John Jones did that thing where everyone thought he was going to stay away on the outside or else take the other fella down. But what he actually thought, which is clever, he said at the end was... the guy... He wasn't giving the guy time to wind up punches. So he would come in really close and like elbow him. And there was a few... There was a few exchanges where there was just fucking elbows flying everywhere. Blood flying everywhere. It was a great fight. Is he the greatest ever? If he keeps going the way he's going, probably. He's exciting to watch. Like, George St. Pierre, dominant as fuck, but let's face it, there's only so much you can watch of him sitting humping someone's fucking head. Phil Bailey, did you get my last tweet in the drop? Oh, I did! I did, actually. I'm going to sneeze. Oh, Jesus. Half. Oh, Jesus. I did get it, but when I read it, it was Girlfriend Maureen's House, where the internet is fucking... has a coal burner in the back of it. So I'll go back and listen to that, and I might stick it in. Oh, shit. You might have already heard it. But like I told you before, I can't be arsed editing. Let me see. Oh, Jesus. Is that the end of the... Not doing the sprawling metropolis of Antrim. Someone asked me about the tour gigs there. You not sprawling the metropolis of Antrim. Never even thought about Antrim, to be honest with you, mate. Might check it out. Let's go to Facebook questions. That sneeze fucking fucked me up there. Let me see. Barbara, fuck, I can't even work this son of a bitch. Right, let's go. Questions. Right, why is this acting an absolute ball bag? That fucking thing, honest to God. I need some, you see, if it was clever, I would edit this shit, but... It's like, oh my God, what's going on? I swear to God, sometimes Macs are the best thing in the world, and other times you just want to fucking set fire to your whole house. Facebook.com, let's go. Go onto my page. I should get some sort of hold music, shouldn't I? Dun, 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 dun. Hey, thanks for tuning in. While Colin googles and searches for shit... Brian McIntosh, what's your favourite type of chocolate? Do you mean like brand of chocolate or do you just mean... You know, what do you mean? What's your favourite type of chocolate? I don't know, fucking... I enjoy a Drifter. I don't know, I quite like dark chocolate too though. I don't know, all chocolate's nice. Unless it's like cooking chocolate. It tastes like dicks. Ray McCrossan, he's a comedian too. Have you ever come across a girl with inward nipples? Terrifying. Inward nipples? Uh-huh. Google.com. Colin Googles things and you listen. Inward. Do you mean just the wee bit? Inverted nipple? I don't think I've ever witnessed one in person, to be honest with you. Although you'd be laughing on the other side of your face, Mr. fucking
McCrossan, when you find out that it may be a symptom of possible breast cancer. Mm. So who's laughing now? Oh, Jesus Christ, what is that? What's going on with that weird tit? That is fucked up. Inverted nips. So there you go. Oh, fucking, that's one of them things you look at and you go a bit like, oh, you've got the shakes. Although it turns out, if you got one of them inverted nips, you can get like Botox in it and they pop it out. Talking about tits. 50 minutes. Let's go. Let's rip through this shit. Adam Fife, what are your thoughts on chicken pie? Well, Adam, I like it. A real one, though. Not one of those fucking pies in a tin that you see so frequently. Right, let's rattle through this. Adam Solari. Kanye challenging Anderson Silva to an MMA fight. Did he say that? Right, Colin Googles things. He Googles lots of things. Kanye challenges Anderson Silva. Don't be fucking stupid. Kanye West challenges Anderson Silva to a fight. Where's all the writing? Where's the writing? In a shocking movie that once popular and now apparently insane artist Kanye West, he's challenged Anderson Silva to an MMA fight. We're not sure what prompted this decision. West's 15 minutes of fame quickly running out as his diminishing mental faculties. First of all, that's silly. Although, to be fair, they should almost just let it happen. Yeah, I'll challenge fucking Anderson Silva. He would get fucking raped. He could literally, Anderson Silva could literally do whatever the fuck he wanted to him. You know, if he wanted to knock him out one punch in 2 seconds, he could. If he wanted to play with him like a fucking cat playing with a mouse, he probably could. You know what I mean? Just keep slapping him, not get hit. Slapping him, kicking his leg. You know what I mean? If you tied, if Anderson Silva was handcuffed and his legs were tied together, he probably still managed to kick the fuck out of him. If he was blindfolded, he probably still managed to kick the shit out of him. Oshie McClelland. Do you ever read the comments on your worst accent ever video? Realise how many absolute fuckwits there are on YouTube. Yep. It is absolutely filled to the fucking brim with dickheads. First of all, people didn't think that video was, they thought it was real. So, job done on my behalf. But yeah, the internet is full of dicks. So, like, everything that's good about the internet, there is something equally as fucking stupid. Like, you know, don't get me wrong, the internet is magnificent. People can stay in touch with each other who live on the other side of the world. You know, you can send things, you can make a career from doing things on the internet that means you don't have to do a real fucking job. You know, whether it's making videos, starting a business, doing whatever. You can do all that shit, you can promote your, you know, you could have a fucking following as a musician without even, you know, having to go through record companies and all that shit. It's amazing. But in equal measure, it is full of cunts. People who don't do fucking anything but think they're an expert on everything. They fucking comment on shit. They act the big lad because there's no one there to punch them in the fucking face. You know what I mean? It's weird. People just anonymously being racist, sexist, blah, all lists. Bigoted, just being all that shit because no one knows who they are. But yeah, fuck me, some of them comments are retarded. Yeah, I know what the accent is. It's Packy mixed with fucking Jippo. Yeah, cool. Nice one, mate. Curtis Byrne, what do you think of the girl who was dragged onto a bus into a bus lane and turned out to be on bail. Is that the one in Derry? Yeah, I talked about that before, actually. Yeah. She's obviously a well-known fucking scumbag in that area, wherever the fuck she's from, but they just dragged her. They could have at least dragged her on the fucking curb, like, for God's sake. But at the same time, I don't really give a shit. What do you think about Westboro Baptist Church putting down soldiers and people dying of AIDS, etc.? Robert McBride. Yeah, well, the guy's dead now, so I don't know how long it's going to carry on for. But it's a load of shit. It's just one guy's opinion. God hates fags. You know, he made up those fucking rules. God hates this, God hates everything. Blah, blah. You know, he made all that up. So in my guess, you know, it's like that guy who's in the KKK and who's found with a black male prostitute. Uh-oh. Sometimes people go the other way to try and fool people. God hates fags, a.k.a. I love dick. All up in my mouthpiece. Westboro Baptist Church, it's ridiculous. Although the documentaries are fascinating. Lauren Davenport, opinions on this? Which is a video of just a load of old boys raving the bit out. Some sweet beats going on there. Just the lads having a dance in the forest there. I mean, the thing is, we always think dancing is funny when you're from this neck of the woods because people don't dance, but there's loads of fucking places where people just dance all day. My sister was in fucking Barbados recently. Bought me some hot sauce, which is fucking off the charts, sir. Yeah, she was in Barbados, I was in Portrush doing a gig. But she took videos of people just fucking just dancing in the fucking street for no reason whatsoever. I was like, is that a nightclub or whatever? And she goes, nah, it's just like a wee market. People having full like dance-offs. And, you know what I mean? People dance in places. Lauren Davenport, that's why that ad seems weird. Or that video you sent me. Because people are having a wee fucking dance. People just dance in places. But over here you dance. When it's not a designated dancing area, you're going, oh, this fucking prick here. Jordan Cook, have you heard about this new powder alcohol which is being brought to the UK called Palcohol? Palcohol? Why didn't they call it Talcohol? That's way funnier. Powdered alcohol? Fuck me. Oh, get us. You should be on stage. Palcohol? Yeah, that's dangerous. Well, no, it's, I don't know, maybe good. It basically means you can drink whatever the fuck you want and then turn an alcoholic. Which is good crack, because, you know, sometimes you've gone, I can't quite get my hands on like a lilt with alcohol in it. So now I can have lilt with alcohol. Adam Morrow. In your most recent vlog, Maureen was having a Slipknot wank fest. Maureen was having a... That was Rory Wood, you fucking penis. Sitting listening to Slipknot? That was Rory Wood. How did you not think that that wasn't a fucking meal? Have you ever seen Maureen? It's hot as fuck. Oh, mate. Maureen was having a Slipknot wank fest. No, that was Rory Woods. What's your opinion on metal / heavy metal, death metal, etc.? Do you think that you have to be emo to listen to it, like so many others believe, if not favourite bands? Death metal? I don't know, I don't know what the difference between all those things were that you just said, metal, heavy metal, death metal. I'm not big into it, but certain things I'll listen to. You know what I mean? Favorite bands? I don't know. There's something about Slipknot I just like. I don't give a shit. They're good. Maureen was having a Slipknot wank fit. Mate, how did you think that was a female? Jesus Christ. Matthew Keyes, thoughts on the teacher stabbed to death in school? Yeah, it was terrible, Matthew Keyes. You're always bringing up fucking dark shit. Jonathan Berkmeyer. Giro d'Italia. Giro d'Italia. Yeah, that's happening. Not a big cycling fan. Not a big exercise fan at all. But it should be good. I don't know. I think it's coming up the road past our flat, so I'm gonna watch that shit. Sure. I've got a Giro d'Italia video coming out based around that. So keep your eyes motherfucking peeled and subscribe to Godzilla on the internet and the YouTubes. Here to tell you, whatever. Don't know. I suppose it'll be good. But it's one of them things, you can't really enjoy it. You just stand there till they all go past, and then you go, see you, bye. You're better watching it on the fucking TV. Fergal McGorman, hear the big pig fire in Armagh. A poor scene, what's that word? Poor scene, is that, what, am I saying that right? Is that something to do with pigs? Tragedy or a missed opportunity for the biggest barbecue in the North has ever seen? Pass the barbecue sauce. Not liking my own comment. It's not because I gave you shit for liking it last week. You motherfucking nutcase. Didn't hear about it. Although it would be good crack, wouldn't it? Next question. Pigs. Pig fire? What's that mean? Like a truck went on fire with pigs in it? Or just they were set fire to pigs? I don't know. I do like pigs though. Barry Worski. Any chance of a Godzilla Harlem Gun Club mashup? Yeah, it was called Godzilla Videos at one stage. Harlem Gun Club is a name that Shane Todd and Dan Watson put together when they started making videos as a double. Now, Dan Watson was in my videos, and I'm pretty sure I've done some with Shane too. So, I don't know what mashup means. What would your suggestions be? Fucking Bestie McD meets fucking Mike McGoldrick or something. Do you reckon now, Declan McConville? Do you reckon now? Do you know what they wouldn't do a video with me? Do you reckon now that oxygen has been binned, the fucked hard percentage at Electric Picnic will now assume epic proportions? Probably. I was only ever at Oxygen once, and it was so shit, it put me off festivals forever. I don't really like the idea of a festival. I like the idea of a festival, but when you're there, you're just like, ugh. So when you fucking get fucked up on the first day, and then you go, I really am just in a field for the next 3 days. And like, I'm not a guy that's, you know, if you told me I was going to camp for 3 days in some woods, I'd be fucking delighted. But it's just like, I don't want to have to fucking hang about with them fucking cunts all fucking week. Not a chance. Why did they cancel it anyway? Just people getting knifed all over the shop. Anyway. Question for your next podcast. Any thoughts on Banana Man, the movie? Final question, Mickey Higney. Right, am I going to Google this? And if it's not real, I'm going to fucking throw myself out this window. Here we go. Google.com. Banana Man movie. There is a movie. Are you shitting on my dick? What? Banana Man movie. Oh my god, is it real? I don't know, I haven't seen it, Mickey, and I'll not be fucking watching it. I'll tell you that for free. And what a place, you know, what a place to fucking start. Finish even, what a place to finish. Nymphomaniac, there's a film out, probably a little bucking on that. Wonder what that's about. Anyway, sorry, we got way off topic there. What a fucked up question to end on. only because I've seen a thing called Nymphomaniac with a load of people in it. That must be an absolute cum fest. Anyway. Plugging the gigs tomorrow. Laveries. Com Terrell, Mickey Bartlett. I'll be emceeing it. It's going to be absolutely class. First gig of the Not Safe for Work tour. 23rd of May. Newry. Hollywood Art. Or Sean Hollywood Arts Centre. Check out their phone number and see how they're selling tickets. I'm not entirely sure. Might just be paying the door. And a few days after that, 31st of May, Ballyard Courtyard Theatre, Newton Abbey. Tell everyone you fucking know. It's going to be mad deadly. Congas.com if you want to check out the rest of the gigs. Or buy a fucking t-shirt or some shit like that. And I'll speak to you next week. Take her easy. All the best now.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.